The Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Space and Domestic Security will now come to order. Lois, please call the roll.
Chair Gibson.
Here.
Vice Chair Broxson. Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Stargell. Senator Torres.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you. And Senator Stargell is excused. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Led by Senator Bradley.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. We'll now go to tab one, CS for SB 476 on terrorism and terrorist activities by Senator Beam. Thank you for waiting, Senator Beam. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. And committee members, thank you very much for your consideration of Senate Bill 476. And I'll be brief. I've got a long version and a short version. I'll give you the short version. Terrorism currently is not a crime under Florida law, and we rely on the federal government to prosecute individuals engaged in terrorism on our behalf. This bill would change that by clearly outlawing terrorism and terrorist activities in Florida statutes, as well as using training provided by a designated foreign terrorist organization to unlawfully harm an individual and or infrastructure, providing material support or resources to a designated foreign terrorist operation, becoming a member of a designated foreign terrorist operation and serving under control with the intent to further the organization's illegal acts, and engaging in agroterrorism, which is intentionally spreading infectious diseases among crops and animals. FDLE is here. They're going to tell you that they need it to be outlined in order to help organize their activities to go forward and fight terrorism. We live in a crazy world where, unfortunately, people are out to do us harm. This is going to keep Floridians safe. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there questions, Senators? No? There is one appearance form. It is Jennifer Cook Pritt, Assistant Commissioner for FDLE. Thank you. That's all the appearance forms we have. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Bean, you're recognized to close on the bill.
We've closed just to say thank you very much again.
And Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 476.
Senator Bradley.
Yes.
Senator Stargell. Senator Torres.
Yes.
Vice Chair Broxson. Senator Gibson.
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 476 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Beam. And Senators, this is our last meeting, I want to thank all of you for being participating members of the committee, and invite you, and Senator Torres, I know you have to go present a bill. You already have the information. But I'm inviting members of the committee to the F-35 125th Fighter Wing event this Friday at the Florida National Guard in Jacksonville. And it's designed to familiarize legislative and business leaders with the capabilities of the F-35 and the benefits of basing the aircraft at the Florida National Guard 125th Fighter Wing. And there is information for everyone. Please let me know. I hope we have interest, and I'm working with the sergeant's office to drive us there and back, and it's really exciting because we're going to get to see an actual launch, so I'm excited about it. So thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure working here as well with you, Senator, Chair, and the rest of the committee members, and this is good for me as a veteran. This is an excellent committee for me to serve on and make sure that veterans' concerns are always heard, and I thank you for the opportunity to be part of your committee.
Thank you. Thank you for all of your commitment to continue making Florida the most veteran-friendly state in the nation. And with no further business to come before the committee, without objection, Senator Torres moves we adjourn. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.